from KQED.
You know when everything just flows?
Happiness is calling me.
San Diego feels just like that.
San Diego is known for its beaches and sunny weather, but these days, a large shadow is being cast over the city by its mayor, Bob Filner. At least 16 women say Filner made inappropriate and unwanted sexual advances toward them over the past few years, plunging his office into crisis just 7 months into his term.
I apologize to my staff. I apologize to the people of San Diego. And most of all, I apologize to the women that I have offended.
Filner has been out of sight since making that statement last month. He took 2 weeks off for behavioral therapy, treatment he said wrapped up a week early. His office referred questions to his attorney, who didn't return calls. But the city council is unanimously calling for Filner to resign. The locks have been changed on the mayor's office to protect potential evidence. And this weekend, a campaign to recall the mayor begins collecting signatures. This is hardly the first political scandal to envelop San Diego, only the latest. I traveled there this week to hear how this one is playing out. The Knob Hill restaurant is a fixture in San Diego, a local favorite since opening in 1944.
Filner's offense is very personal. It has really nothing to do with the politics of San Diego.
Mary Dell Evans is eating breakfast with her husband. She says it's time for Filner to go.
I think we're a laughingstock, but so is Anthony Weiner in New York. He's a laughingstock. I mean, I think here today, gone tomorrow. If he got out, nobody would pay attention to it.
But if Filner resigns or is recalled, he'll be the third of the city's last six elected mayors to leave office amidst controversy. In the 1980s, Mayor Roger Hedgecock left over allegations of misusing campaign funds, and 8 years ago, Mayor Dick Murphy stepped aside during a fiscal meltdown surrounding the city's employee pension funds.
A good leader needs to know when it's time to move on, and I believe it's time for me to move on and time to bring a fresh start to our city.
During that episode, San Diego earned the nickname Enron by the Sea, a reference to the Houston Energy Company that went bankrupt after years of accounting fraud. UC San Diego political science professor Steve Erie wrote about it in a book called Paradise Plundered. Sitting by the waterfront near the USS Midway naval aircraft carrier, Erie describes what he sees as the root cause of repeated civic scandals.
The problem is that San Diego as an old Navy town developed an authoritarian command and control political culture. Father knows best. Dissent has been a punishable offense in San Diego.
And where are the watchdogs? Whether it's an institution, the city attorney, whoever it is that's supposed to be minding the store.
Well, San Diego is actually much better known for its lapdogs than its watchdogs.
Erie believes part of the problem is that most San Diegans don't really care much about politics.
There's a very low level of political interest, involvement, and participation in local governance in San Diego. Much less so than the Bay Area, and even less so than Los Angeles.
Bob Filner's predecessor in City Hall was Jerry Sanders, a Republican and former city police chief. Sanders inherited the city during its fiscal crisis and helped steady the ship. Today, he heads the regional Chamber of Commerce. Sanders calls the latest slide into civic controversy a tragic setback for San Diego.
We worked for 7 years, and I'm talking about everybody in the city, Democrats, Republicans, labor, business, to get out from under the title Enron by the Sea. And then just in 6 months, we're back under a cloud of ridicule.
At a playground in San Diego's Balboa Park this week, many people seem to take the current city scandal in stride. Carlinda Olson is here with her three young children. She says the sexual harassment allegations against Mayor Filner don't surprise her, but they do make her angry.
I was talking with my neighbors. I'm like, San Diego's such a great place to live in, to visit, and it's unfortunate that it might cast, you know, a shadow on San Diego. It's really not representative of San Diego. It's representative of politics.
Another young parent here, John Aldis, admits to voting for Filner because he liked his progressive agenda. More money for neighborhoods, better city services for families and kids, and stronger ties with Mexico.
I suppose I feel some buyer's remorse, and perhaps next time I'll pay more attention to, you know, whispers about people's, you know, sort of past personal foibles.
Filner is only the second Democrat to win the mayor's office here since the mid-1980s, and the first liberal ever. In a sign of San Diego's continuing move to the political left, the city council now has a majority of Democrats. Council President Todd Gloria, a third-generation San Diegan and the openly gay son of a hotel maid and a gardener, would take over the mayor's office if Filner resigns.
I mean, he has no moral leadership at this point in time. The council unanimously does not support him any longer. The business community, the neighborhoods all want this man to leave. And so initiatives that may have great worth or great value cannot be led by him.
Gloria says Filner only won because he was the least bad choice between two political extremes on the left and right. But Mesa College political science professor Carl Luna says that's a reflection of San Diego's problems. Even as local Democrats have gained power, the party has been slow to generate new leaders, as shown by last year's weak field of mayoral candidates.
So it's time to step up the game. Don't invest just in one candidate like a Bob Filner. Develop your bench. And in the next two or three election cycles, I think you'll see a much more robust Democratic presence.
Luna says for too long, San Diego has been ruled by an old boys club with secret pay-to-play deals benefiting downtown interests. He hopes the outcome of this will be a more transparent and open city government.
At the end of the day, San Diego will recover from this one like our other scandals. I think it is a growing pains of a city realizing that it is an international world-class city and it's no longer just a quiet little Navy retirement town.
There are now local, state, and federal investigations into different aspects of Mayor Filner's activities. San Diego City Attorney says he hopes a deal can be worked out soon for Filner's exit so the city can begin repairing the damage from its latest political drama.